The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Because he had this idea, this belief that things could be different, that there could be a way that has less suffering. There could be a way that it wasn't just about lifetime after lifetime, which was right his worldview of old age, sickness, and death. So he went forth and practiced, and then eventually became awakened. So in the same way that the Buddha found some inspiration, some inkling of different possibilities that drew him to practice, in the same ways we have been drawn to practice. We have been drawn to come here on a Wednesday morning or to start a meditation practice, to cultivate a meditation practice, because we have had a glimpse of some other possibilities that our life could be different somehow, that it could be, doesn't have to be the way that it had always been before. So I encourage you to think about this, to reflect on this. What was your original call to the practice? One of your original reasons to come here? Just to spend a little time reflecting. Not as a meditation practice, but to support your meditation practice. Right? Because I'm sure all of us have this experience that it's not all a bliss trip, right? Just sitting here. Sometimes there's difficulties in practice, but being reminded or having in mind why we came to practice, those seeds of ideas that things could be different, to have those in our mind and to be aware of them can support us in those difficult times when we're not sure, like, why are we doing this? So I offer this as something to reflect on, just to bring to mind what brought you here to practice. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Diane.